Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shir Medafim. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now, as promised, in the final little piece of the sixth parak of Masechet Bava Metzia, Mishnah Chet, the final Mishnah in the parak on Daf Pei Bet Amud Bet. Ha'ma'avir chavit mimakom lemakom u'shvara. If somebody has a barrel that he's watching for someone else and moves it from one place to another, and it breaks, Ben Shomer Chinam Ben Shomer Sachar Yishava. We'll find out this is Reb Meir's opinion. Whether the fellow is a Shomer Chinam or Shomer Sachar, he takes an oath. The oath evidently is that he did not neglectfully break it, and then doesn't have to pay. Rabbi Eliezer Mer Zevezei Yishava, Utmei Ani Imicholin Zevezei Yishava. Rabbi Eliezer says, I accept the halacha, but I don't understand how they can both take oaths, meaning I don't understand how the Shomer Sachar could take an oath because he is liable even in case that it's not a Pshia. Tan Rabbanan, so we'll see a brighter that expands this a little bit. Mavir chavit lechavirom, makom makom ushvara, ben shomer chinam, ben shomer sachar. Yishavad Rav Meir, that's, as I mentioned, Rav Meir is the Tanakam in our Mishnah. Yehuda omer shomer chinam yishavar, nosei sachar yishalem, as we have in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer omer zevezei yishavar, utmei ani im yicholin zevezei yishavar, and exactly like our Mishnah. Now, lemeimer desav Rav Meir nitka lav poshehu. So Rav Meir thinks that if somebody stumbles and breaks something, he's not called a poshea, and therefore if this guy was moving the barrel and it fell and broke on its own in some way, he's not a poshea. Vatanya nishvaraka dovelo silko, if a guy's in the street and his cod breaks, his jug breaks, and he doesn't move it out of the street, flag malovela mida, or his camel fell and he didn't pick it up, and then somebody else came and fell on it, Rav Meir mechayev behezekan. Rav Meir says yechayev, because he needs called poshea. So you see, Rav Meir says nidka poshea. The kamlan nidka poshea pligi, and we know that the machloket is whether nidka poshea. So we see that Rav Meir holds nidka poshea. So in our Mishnah, how could Rav Meir say that you could take an oath and be exempt, even the shomer chinam? All right, so now let's take a look at how it plays out. Amar Rabbi Elazar Tavra, Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu. So we have two answers. First is Rabbi Elazar, that's Rabbi Elazar and Padat, the Amora, says Tavra, Misha Shanazu Lo Shanazu, meaning the author of our Mishnah and the attendant Breita has a different opinion about what Rameir said than the Breita in Bava Kamma about the Kad. Okay, and so now how does it play out? V'at Rabbi Yehuda Lameima, Shemechim Shavainu, Sesachar Yishalem, Haikidinem, Haikidinem. And Rabbi Yehuda comes along to say, each person should pay as is their normal din, Shomer Chinam, Nitka Lav Poshea, so therefore it's not a Pshia, and Shomer Sachar has to pay. V'yator B'lazo L'memer, In Gemara K'Rav Meir, I have a tradition that supports Rav Meir, U'miyu T'me'ani M'cholin Zevazeli Shava, I don't understand how they could both take an oath. Meaning, B'yishtam HaShomer Chinam Yishtabed Lo Pashaba, I understand how Shomer Chinam takes an oath that he wasn't Poshea. L'Shomer Sachar Ma Mishtaba, what's the point of the Shomer Sachar taking an oath? Even if he wasn't neglectful, he still has to pay. Even a Shomer Chinam, Hatenach Makom Midron. That's only true in a place where there's some sort of a slope. Shalom Makom Midron, Mimatzim Yishtavet Lo Pashava. How can he take an oath? He's moving a barrel and it broke. So he clearly was neglectful. There were no exigent circumstances around him. And even if you're in a place where there's a slope, that's if there's nobody else who saw it. If there's anybody else who saw it, bring the edim and be poter, meaning there's no point in taking an oath. So he's saying that there's no reason to take an oath for a shomer sachar. Even a shomer chinam, I don't understand how he would take an oath if it was not a slope, because he clearly was poshea. And even if it was a slope, but if there was a place where other people would have seen him, let him bring the witnesses, because you can't take an oath with his witnesses. As per Isa ben Yehuda, Netanya Isa ben Yehuda Omer, Ein Ro'eh Shvuat Adonai Tehiyeh ben Shneihem. The two psukim linked together, I put on the page. If nobody sees what happens, then the guy has to kashvua. What's the implication? Ayesh Ro'eh V'Ra'yah V'Pater. If not, that's only if there is nobody who saw it. But if there is somebody who saw it, bring somebody who saw it and become exempt. You can't take an oath in that case. All right, so that's version one. Rabbi Elazar says that we have an alternate version of Rav Meir operating here, and everything flows from there. Rabbi Chiya bar Amram, Rabbi Yochanan had a different take. He said, Shua zu takanan chachamim hi. And this, by the way, echoes what Rabbi Yochanan said at the very beginning of Masechet about the Shua at the beginning of the first Mishnah. is Shvu is a special takan chachamim. What's the reason here? Because if not, nobody's going to ever move something that they're watching, even if they need to, because they'll be afraid. I'm going to have to pay for it. So therefore they won't move it, even if it needs help. So hechem yishtava. So what's the oath? Amarava shvua shelo b'chavana shvartia. All I have to do is take an oath that's saying I didn't break it on purpose. Okay, so that's Reb Meir, according to this, and that Reb Meir now jibes with Reb Meir and Baba Kama because it's a special circumstance. Reb Yehuda says, simply follow the law. The Shomer Chinam could take such an oath. Shomer Sachar has to pay. I have a tradition like Reb Meir. But I don't understand how they can take the oath. And again, this is exactly what we had before. But if it's a flat area, how can it take such a shvua? It goes against what we know. You're in a flat area. How could the barrel break unless you're neglectful? And even if there's a slope, if there are people around, then bring those people. Good. As we saw it. Alright, if you end the parak with a few stories. A guy was moving a barrel around in a big house in Mechuza, and it broke on a promontory, a beam that stuck out in the house. So they came to Rava to see whether he's chayiv. There's lots of people around that house. Zil iti raya, go get an aid. Vipater, and you're exempt. You don't have to take an oath. Rav Yosef Beres. Rav Yosef, Rava's son, turned to him and said, Abba, keman ki isi, are you following isi? Amar le'in ki isi, usverlan kavate, we hold like isi. And therefore, if there are aidim, that's good enough, and you don't take an oath. Second story, Ogavra da amar le'la chavre, a guy told another fellow, zil zavin the aramea dani chamar, go buy 400 barrels of wine. Azal Zavimlai, the guy bought it. Lasof Atala Kameh, came back. Amarle, Zvini Lachaba Mea Dani Dechamra, I bought you 400 barrels of wine. Utkifaluhu, and they all went sour. Atala Kameh to Rava, back to Rava. Amarle, Arba Mea Dani Dechamra, Utkifi Kola Itle Lamilta. When 400 barrels of wine all go sour, everybody hears about it. So somebody had to be there. Zil Aiti Rayadim Mikar, Kizamna Luhu Chamra Mal Yahave. Go bring me a witness that originally it was good, 400 good barrels of wine. Vipater, and then you're exempt. You bought it, and now the owner loses because they went sour. Yosef Bray, come on, ki isi. Again, he asked, that's following isi, that if you have edim, you don't take a shvua. Amar le'in ki isi, yisrael kavate. That's how we hold. Now, atkin rav chia bar Yosef b'sichra, in the town of Sichra, rav chia bar Yosef made a takana, hani dedoru ba'agra v'itpar. If people are carrying things, porters are carrying things with a yoke, a single porter, and it breaks, the shalim palga, you have to pay half. Why? My taima. Nafish lachad, it's too big for one person. Vizuta latrev, it's too small for two people to carry. There's no point in getting somebody else to carry it. It's not worth the work. So what is it? Karv l'onus or karv l'pshia. Therefore, you split the difference. It's sort of like onus, sort of like pshia, and you pay half. But bedigla, if you're carrying it on a pole, then mishalim kula. That really is negligent. You have to pay for the whole thing. Rava Bar Bar Chanan, very famous story. Tavru lehanu shkuloi chavita de chamra. Some of his porters broke a barrel of wine. Shakali glimayu, he seized their clothes against payment. Atu amri l'Rav, they came to Rav and complained. Amar le havluhu glimayu. And Rav ordered Rav Rechanan, give them their clothes back. Amar le dino hachi, that's the law. Amar le in, leman telech, b'derech tovim. He quoted the pasuk. He said, the din for you is, you've got to be a good guy. Yaivlu glimayu, so he gave back the clothes. Amru le, now the porter said, ani anan, we're poor people. V'tachin and kuliam, we worked all day. V'kafina? We're starving. We have nothing to eat. Amalei zil havagrayu. So Rav ordered Rav Chanan to pay them their salary for carrying the barrel. Amalei dina hach, is that the din? Amalei in. He quoted the second half of the pasuk. Rachot tzadikim tishmor. You have to keep the path of tzadikim. In other words, sometimes the law is you have to go beyond the letter of the law and you have to pay them properly. Hadran alach hasocher ta'umanin. Shukach to all the lomdim. We will pick up on Hasocher Tapoalim, the seventh parak in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.